Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for life on the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up. Turn it up. Here we go. Here we go. Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up. Turn it up. Here we go. Here we go.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls. Listen, we are spitting nothing but fire for you for the next 60 minutes, just especially for you. So save a life and tell somebody that your favorite segment and all of the music you got coming up in the next 60 minutes here with Eminem Live Radio. But of course, I cannot fly this thing by myself without my co-pilot. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's popping, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get things started. All right. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. We can't help it. Now, it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up and go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge, huge shout out to @ian.lily on Instagram.
Appreciate that love. And hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. So much goes on throughout the week, and of course, you know, your girls have got you all the way covered. To bring you up to full speed, tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in about 8 minutes. Your hashtags are on their way.
And your dose of encouragement from us with your one-minute inspiration is not too far away. And listen, y'all, Misa is bringing it to you this show, so make sure you keep it locked right here.
Man, we got so much going on within this first 60 minutes.
Always.
Listen, also on the way, we have a very special guest that will be chilling with us on the airways. The newest, and I mean the newest.
The newest of the new.
The newest of the new signed artist to Goatee Records, man. The one and only Aaron Cole will be chopping it up with us, man, about his newest EP, Virginia Boy. And it seems like every single time we talk to Aaron Cole, every single time he drops something, even when he does a collaboration with other artists, you can tell that he's really, you know, growing up and maturing in his artistry.
Exactly.
Stay tuned. Aaron Cole's on the way.
And listen, guys, also, we have so many more things going up on today's show, but also, we got some major news we want to share with you guys around 1:30. All of this in the 1 hour format that we got just for you. So make sure you stay tuned right here.
Gee, Mia, are you already out of breath yet?
I am, man.
Already. And we haven't even started yet. But listen, we have to join in on this conversation. You guys have to get in on this. And it's all centered around this right here. We're halfway through 2018. These past 6 months have been blank. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. Whether it's been great, whether it's been bad. Use as many words as you need to.
But
tell us. Tell us how the first or the past 6 months have been for you. But let's get to some music, Mia.
Let's go ahead and get right into it. One of my favorite joint albums of last year, man. Popping all the way. Fire, nothing but fire. Here is Barely Finished by Brandon P. and Mission. And then after that, we got some Jordan Armstrong. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Hey, say here, look at that boy. Y'all finished yet? I say, now, is y'all finished or is y'all done?
Barely.
All right, well, when y'all get finished, just let me know.
We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. Boy, that's word. To my granny, so much sauce. They can't stand me going up. They won't Let me so much sauce. Mess with Getty. Barely getting started, but it sounded like a shit. I've been grinding, see my eyes. Mama told me I should rest. I just gotta keep it going. Mama told me I was next. Since he lifting all my weight, I don't see no need to flex. For the team, I go savvy. Keep your money. You can't have me.
No.
Brandy got him with the alley. Another score, another tally. Book the town, that's the family. West, shot to Cali.
We been for a minute.
We been working. Barely finished.
We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce.
We got way too much sauce.
We been working. Barely finished. So cold, freezy, bolo,
swaggy,
making deals, clientele, they sleeping, oh well, but I don't care. Me and my hitter, super lady at the shows, yeah. It's a party and they moshing bitches flow, yeah. Mind do what's next, man, you tell me, gotta go, yeah. Toyota Camry and we rolling on some 22s. I'm the boy with the keys, catch me playing on the keys. Shut it down on the scene, yeah, I believe so I see. Don't get lost up in the sauce.
No, no.
I take my problems to the law. He had to get us in the cost.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't matter what it costs.
No, no, no.
We been for a minute. We been working.
Barely finished.
We got way too much sauce. We got
way too much sauce.
We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce.
We got way too much sauce.
What up, K-Cho in the building?
Hey, y'all, it's Michelle Williams.
This is Daryl.
It's Rhea.
It's Paco.
It's Aja.
And we're the Lost Group.
It's your boy, Uncle Reese, and you're listening to My Girls.
My Girls, Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia
on Eminem Live Radio.
Eminem Live Radio.
Turn up!
And I love Eminem, so y'all keep it locked.
So you better get right. You better get right.
Yeah. Hollywood in the hills. You inked up signing all the deals. And life's so crazy like your morning. And I know you probably wake up like Beyonce.
Yeah,
wake up, feeling good, as you should. Your life's good, grip the cup, Tiger Woods. Yeah, I know, you know that everybody wants to pay souls. Let's go.
Promise to you, no, no, no. Tomorrow's not promised to you. So you better get right. You better get right.
listen, man, you heard the song. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So make sure you go ahead and get things right, man. That was Tomorrow by Jordan Armstrong. Love that jam. Jordan is definitely a hit maker with anything that man puts out. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, turn your speakers up because I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Mariah won't carry. In relationships, you tend to collect items and gifts from bae. We all know this. You look forward to getting, keeping, or even sharing any and everything there is. It's all fun and games until the unfortunate breakup occurs. And now we meet a moment where whether you're trying to figure out if you should give or return your ex's items that you had. Now, I've heard of people in ex-relationships would rather throw away their former bae's items, give it back, or even keep it, but never have I ever heard this. Singer Mariah Carey and her ex-billionaire fiancé broke up some time ago, and while he left his broken heart, he also left behind the very expensive 35-carat engagement ring that he proposed with. Now, instead of Mimi handing the diamond back over to him, she sells the rock for $2.1 million. Now, Mia, I gotta ask you, if you were in Mariah Carey's shoes and you were given, of course, an engagement ring, 35 carats, would you give it away? Would you keep it or would you sell it?
No, man. Mariah did, to me, the same thing that I would have done. I mean, you're not going to keep it. Why keep the ring that has the memories of a wedding or that didn't happen or a marriage that didn't work? You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep the memory of that person where, you know, it's just not good memory. So, I mean, you might as well trade your troubles for cash.
I guess that makes sense. Because to be honest, I mean, why would you really give it back? Because it was something sentimental and special for you. So you might as well benefit off of it.
Do men expect for women to give back the ring?
To be honest, I think it only kind of makes sense. Now, if you're in a petty relationship and, of course, you know, things didn't end on the right foot, then it kind of makes sense for you to sell it or kind of keep it and not give it back. But I think, like, T-shirts, I think bags, I think hats, you should give that back.
The only reason why I ask is because I know, like, guys, they spend money on it and things like working. But my viewpoint is, like, you gave it to me. And
right.
It's now in my possession. So,
right.
Therefore, I'm going to keep it, pawn it, but, you know, do whatever I want to do with the money.
Right, exactly. So you would either keep it or just sell it. Just
I'm going to sell it for sure.
Definitely?
Yeah, you said $2.1
million?
Yeah, to the pawn shop we go.
Okay, all right. That's what Mia said. Hashtag with Mariah Carey.
Hashtag you already know.
Hashtag the ex and the ring.
Hashtag both gotta go.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag music shade from Ye. Well, Kanye told us to expect a new album in June, and it's now officially here. Now, everyone seems to like the album, but found something interesting about one of his songs. So the third track, All Mine, on Kanye's album, Kanye mentions his sister-in-law, Khloe Kardashian's baby's father, Cleveland Cavaliers player Tristan Thompson. The line says, "All these thoughts on Christian Mingle, that's what almost got Kristen single." So I'm not gonna lie, when I heard it, I was like, oh my goodness.
Ooh.
So, like, look, shots are fired just instantly. But here's what I wanted to ask. I was thinking, was Kanye wrong for saying that? Because, I mean, of course, it was a sensitive situation. Mm-hmm. You know, Khloe was pregnant when Tristan cheated on her. And, like, you know, the whole back and forth. Was that his place to be able to say, you know, talk about the cheating scandal in his music?
Yes,
like,
it was his place. First of all, this is Kanye the West we're talking about. No filter, no banter, no nothing. He does whatever he wants to do, okay? And he's an artist at that. If he feels like he's inspired by that, then he can go ahead and put that, of course, in his music. Now, then again, Tristan Thompson, you've already made the biggest mistake of your life of cheating on pregnant, or then pregnant, Khloe Kardashian. But then again, you knew what the risk was dating a Kardashian in the first place.
I don't know, yo. It's something about him talking. I mean, honestly, I don't know his relationship with Tristan. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they're close or whatever. They're probably not. But I mean, I don't know how I feel about him doing that, though. That's just dirty.
I just kind of, to be honest, Mia, I think that it was dirty directing towards Tristan.
I think Chloe was cool with it. I mean, of course she would. I mean, she's kind of like feel vindicated in a sense, like, you know, haha, I'm not really like that upset. You shouldn't have done what you did. But I mean, just thinking about it, Ye is just savage with it.
No, you know who's savage?
Who?
The Cavaliers fans that are also fans of Khloe Kardashian.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I've heard times when Tristan goes up, you know, to shoot from the free throw line,
they boo him
in his own stadium. So I mean, Tristan's just, you know,
he's
just going through it right now. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Kanye, what do you think?
Hashtag about Khloe and Tristan's problems.
Hashtag oh, I'll tell you.
Hashtag just listen to the album.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right, all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtag.
Hashtag way too far. Now, the old hit sitcom Roseanne, starring comedian Roseanne Barr, was coming back for a reboot, but has now received the boot because of a racist Twitter rant. ABC has decided to pull the plug on the entire show after Roseanne herself tweeted about President Obama and his top aide, Valerie Jarrett, saying, in her quotes, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby." No one was pleased at her tweet, and she has since apologized and has announced that she will be leaving Twitter. Now, my thing with this is that I would never work with Roseanne Barr, because my thing is everybody, the entire show, that means the cast, the crew members, that means the stars,
lost their jobs
because of you simply saying something that you, I feel like, did not even
racist,
think about.
Insensitive, disrespectful. It's just, it's crazy.
It's absolutely insane. Now, don't get me wrong, Mia. I know that certain comedians, they do kind of like, you know, they take it there.
Push the envelope.
They push the envelope. But you got to know when too much is too much.
I mean, you have to, I mean, listen, I feel like in this case, I want to say it should be common sense, but I mean, everyone knows that common sense is not common. So the fact that she even had the audacity to even put this on Twitter, on the internet, where like, even if you delete it, somewhere is going to see it, and then you are going to reap the, you know, the repercussions.
I even heard that there was a moment in past history where Roseanne was doing stand-up, and she dressed up as Hitler, mustache, suit, everything, hair, and she was cooking gingerbread, of course, of people, and was taking them out of the oven. It was absolutely insane. So my thing is,
what?
Yes, this is not Roseanne's first rodeo. No, I'm telling you. So, to be honest, I think this is a good thing that ABC is pulling the plug.
Yeah, it is.
I hate it because I like Roseanne, especially when the first show came out. But you need to learn that you need to think about things
there
before you post.
Yeah, exactly. There's consequences for your action. And listen, and nobody's safe.
Comedian or not, me, I'm telling you. Hashtag as a comedian.
Hashtag to make jokes, you're able.
Hashtag, but you push the envelope.
Hashtag way off the table.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag game one finals failure. Yes, y'all know we had to talk about this.
Oh, yes.
Now, of course, you guys know we are officially in NBA finals season for the fourth time. Again, it is Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors. And game one, of course, has happened. It's been over and done with now. But, I mean, the last couple of seconds with the game, I mean, it wasn't in the Cleveland Cavaliers' favor. You know what I'm saying?
It's getting hot in here. Can you turn the fan on?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, we were watching it late that night. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, guys. I was half asleep, but I was hearing Misa going off on the TV for things that were happening. And if you missed it, of course, you know, the ball was in Cleveland Cavaliers' court. Mm-hmm. And one of the players was shooting from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. And he made the first shot,
right,
but missed the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, Cleveland, for them to get the point, it's tied at this point. It's like only 4 seconds left.
It's like
left.
107 to 107.
Exactly. And they only have like 4 seconds left on the clock. And all Cleveland needs to do basically is to like catch the rebound, put it back in the hoop, and like they basically win the game.
Yes.
So the player doesn't go in from the free throw line. J.R. Smith, one of the players from the Cleveland Cavaliers, grabs the ball but runs in the complete hauling, y'all, in the completely different direction, and therefore costing them the game to go into overtime, and then the Golden State Warriors won game one. So, man, listen, y'all, when I saw that, I was like,
but it was,
JR, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Where are you going? Where are you at? Because when he got the ball, it looked like he was running because the hot sign
was on.
Listen,
y'all, but we got to talk about this. Let's talk about LeBron's face, though.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, when I tell y'all, that was a whole nother level of frustration. It was like he made this face like, what are you doing? Then it was like pure disappointment. I think it was even past disappointment.
It was past disappointment.
Because he put up 50 points in that game, which is a new high for him.
He really did. And the thing was is that by LeBron putting up all of that work and tying the game to 107-107 in the last quarter, literally 4 seconds on the clock, you easily could have made a basket in that time.
It's like all that work for nothing, man.
Yeah. Then they got into overtime and just it was not a pretty sight.
But then JR said that he didn't know what the score was. So I don't know, man. Listen, let us know what you were thinking and what happened. What went through your mind when you saw what happened during game one of the NBA Finals. Hashtag pay attention, JR.
Hashtag I can't make it clearer.
Hashtag lose one more game.
Hashtag and I'm sending you to Siberia.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got Aaron Cole stopping by. We got a major announcement and we got a conversation that is still in full effect. It's all centered around this right here. We're halfway through 2018. These past 6 months have been blank.
Listen, guys, you guys, let us know what you're thinking on social media at MM Live Radio. But recently, I was catching Misa up. We were watching a series on Netflix called Dear White People. Uh-huh. And we heard this. Well, I knew the song was coming on, but I was waiting to see Misa's reaction. And this song came on before the credits were about to play. And listen, we lost our minds. And also, this is a perfect song to play because, of course, we're in NBA season.
Of course. So without further ado, we got Andy Mineo featuring Words Play with Dunk Contest. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's MNM Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Yeah. Low. Yeah. 360 in the contract. Never that. I just take the contact. I bring it back. I'm running on the fast break. Behind the back. Yeah, this that penny with
yeah.
the shack.
If he's passing me the rock, you might not get it back. They never gave a hand, now they wanna give me that. I don't know where you been. I got fear of God, ain't no fear of man. These them Air Minios, yeesh, need a pair of them.
LA, man, I feel like magic. LA, I can't stand the traffic. West side for the vacation. Yeah, Westbrook on yeah, the isolation. Yeah.
So New York City got to keep it Mickey Mantle, the bubble jacket with the pimpy winkle camo, from Argentina, it's a military issue, and Lloyd said don't mix the pit bull with the shit, so don't do it.
I just threw it off the backboard. Game winner, I'm the one they asked for.
Turn it up, pump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now.
Welcome back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Dunk Contest, Magic and Bird, Andy Mineo featuring Wordsplay.
And listen, we got more good music where that came from. But listen, if you happen to love any song, and I mean any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, listen, I'm going to let you know what you need to do. You need to head on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio. Now, I'm going to let you know why. Because we post the name of the song as well as the artist. And plus, we want to get you guys hooked on all of this inspirational, positive music again. So again, guys, you guys got to peep our Twitter at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. But stay tuned because we've got our 1 minute inspiration. We got a conversation. And we also will have Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole stopping by. He has a brand new EP out called Virginia Boy. He's been on tour doing his thing. Man, I'm just so proud of him.
Just, that's like the definition of just living your best life.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's really doing it. So we're so excited to have Aaron Cole on the show a little later on.
But listen, guys, your girl's got some news for you. I wish we had a drum roll or something because we're so excited. We've been working so hard. We can finally get a chance to tell you guys this news we've been holding in for so long. So turn your speakers up. Tell somebody you know to tune into Eminem Live Radio right now because your girl's got some major news we're about to share with you. You think they're ready, Misa?
I think they're ready.
Okay, listen, guys. Your girls, Eminem, and Eminem Live Radio are now on podcasting platforms.
Ooh.
Yes, man, that's right. So do not sleep, man. Be a part of the family and subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
Man, let me tell you something. Like, iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio, it was just like, it was moments in which we were listening to other shows and other podcasts on those platforms.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, for us to have the opportunity to kind of like take Eminem Live Radio to a different level and to put these on these major streaming platforms, it's all God, literally.
Yeah, we're so proud. We're so happy. We want to do this for you guys. So literally, you have no excuse to not have put your friend on, put somebody on, or for you to listen to Eminem Live Radio anytime, anywhere you go. So again, guys, peep our new Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
You already know it. Now, listen, that was our big announcement. Make sure you spread the news. Make sure you tag somebody. We're going to be posting about it. And make sure you just keep on pumping and keep on supporting your girls here at Eminem Live Radio. But right here, right now, we've got a good conversation.
We do, man. We are halfway through this year. I cannot believe it. It went by so quick. So therefore, we're asking this year on Eminem Live Radio. We're halfway through 2018, and these past 6 months have been blank. And you guys definitely filled in the blanks for us on guys so much for commenting every single week and this week on Eminem Live Radio. So we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
Here we go. At Jabs31, thanks for commenting. This person says, great. At KingDub24, all the way in Budapest, this person says, phenomenal.
Listen, guys, the question or the conversation for this week is, we're halfway through 2018. These past 6 months have been blank.
We're going to give you one more on Facebook for the time being. Michaela Croft says, lit. Just in such a blessing to be in 2018. God is so good. Yes,
yeah,
girl, he is.
You can say that again. Listen, guys, if you still want to go ahead and give us your responses to this week's conversation, listen, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and on Facebook at MM Live Radio and let us know. We're halfway through 2018 and these past 6 months have been blank. Let us know what you're thinking. But of course, you guys already know we're all about pumping the inspiration and positivity here on MM Live Radio. And we give it to you all under 60 seconds with our segment 1 minute inspiration. And guess what? Misa has got you this week for your 1 minute inspiration.
Let's get into it. It may be time to get your vision checked, y'all. Now, saying that, many of you would say that you already know what your measurements of sight are, whether it's 20/40 or even perfect sight 20/20. While that may be correct for your eye vision, that may not be the measurements of your vision of focus. I looked up the difference between sight and vision, and listed under sight read eyesight, and under vision was manifestation. That stuck out to me because there are goals we see ourselves accomplishing in life with our physical eyes, but have no way of reaching them due to having poor vision. There is a quote by a blind deaf woman named Helen Keller that says, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight with no vision." With the disadvantages she faced with not being able to hear nor see, Helen Keller grew to become an American author, political activist, and lecturer, and even became the first deaf-blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. With no sight, she was able to see everything she needed to with her vision. Don't allow what you see regarding your current circumstances change what you expect to manifest. Because if God placed that vision in your heart,
he wouldn't want the things you see make you forget what he told you would happen.
Listen, man, round of applause, snaps, tweet it, share it, post it. You better tell somebody about that inspiration. That was so good, man. The difference between sight and vision. I love that, man. That was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by Misa herself, man. Misa always has these dope gems. She just be dropping out of nowhere and just be like hitting us upside the head with all these gems,
you know,
man.
Sometimes you need to be hit upside the head with a little motivation.
Sometimes you need to, man. That's what you need sometimes. But listen, Misa, I know this week has been great. It's been kind of on a high note, so we might as well go ahead and keep that thing going, right?
Let's keep it going. We got High Note with Gavi. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
That's right, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. He's been named one of the most promising artists in music right now. He went from grilled cheese to the real cheese after signing a major record deal, topping the Billboard charts, touring the nation, all while keeping his eyes on the Most High. His new EP, Virginia Boy, is out now, and we're going to talk to the man behind the music right here, right now. We want to welcome Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole back to the show. What's going on, AC?
Yo, what's up? What's poppin'?
Yo, what's going on? Listen, we know you have been crazy busy, so we appreciate you taking the time out to come back on the show and hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Oh, you already know. Y'all fam.
You already know, man. See, I'm telling you, we fam. We grew up together. You know what I'm saying? We family like that. But listen, AC, the last time we had you on the show, literally, it was 2016 when you just released your project, If I Can Be Honest. So now it's two years later and so much has happened from you, like literally hitting number one on the Billboard charts, constantly touring, singing with or signing with Goatee Records, and now releasing your new EP. Thinking about where you were then to where you are now, did you expect your career to come to what it is now?
That's a good question. I would say I did expect it, and like, just because ever since I was young and I started doing this, Like, I feel like I was just made to do this. Like, I started rapping when I was 3. So it's kind of like, you know, there's not many 3-year-olds, you know what I'm saying, that's out here rapping and stuff like that. So
but
I
you can even
always be like being around my parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And them telling me that this is what I was supposed to do. And then when I turned 12 and I was like, you know, found God for myself.
But you can literally tell. You can literally tell what your focus was, especially with you having like your father, manager, family by your side. Because one thing that I love that what you do and what you and your management team does is that you literally have footage.
Listen, y'all, Aaron not lying. He was in the studio at 3 years old, running back then. Let me hear it again. I'm like,
in the studio.
That's dope.
Killing it in the studio. So I mean, when you're saying that, you know, I literally did see myself to where you are now.
That's facts.
It really is, because I mean, your focus was just so it was on it. It literally was on it.
Now, if you always living like, you know, the artist life, you know, from being in the studio to traveling and having schedules and being busy, you know, you're still young. You know, you're 19 and you still want to do like, you know, regular 19-year-old things. You know, we were glad to see that you were able to go to prom this year, you know, be able to live your life and do those types of things. How has it been maintaining your career life with your personal life right now?
Yeah. It's been cool. It's like, I'm a different guy. I'm weird. I'm so weird that I'm like an introvert. But like, I literally be waking up. I moved to Nashville now, so I'm talking about my parents' house. So like, I literally be waking up and going to the studio all day and then come home and chilling. Like, I rarely like get out like that. I'm like boring. So like, my personal life is the studio like right now. So doing the stuff like prom and stuff like that is pretty dope. It's like cool, because I never went high school, because I went to public school my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah.
And then I begged my parents to go home to a junior year because I was getting frustrated because I wanted to work on music.
Yeah.
So I went home school my junior year, and then I graduated a year early, so I finished my junior senior year the same year. Graduated 4.0.
Come on.
And I was like, let's do this music. So I'm different. So yeah, I feel like it's cool. Like, that's the most normal thing I do right now. I play basketball with Derek Minor almost every morning.
Now let us know. You be breaking Derek's ankles on the court.
Hey, I be giving Derek the work. He gonna tell you a different story. He be trying to sugarcoat it.
All right, now yeah, we gonna ask him. I'm gonna quote you, Aaron. I'm gonna quote you on that one.
Well, we got him on
all
record
right,
now. We got him on record now. Now listen, now Virginia Boy is the title of the new EP, and I think it's so dope how you're showing so much love to your home state, from being, you know, from the details of the cover art to the title of the EP. Why was it so important for you to incorporate Virginia in this new project?
Yeah, I think it was important for me because it's like, it's letting people know that you don't got to be like in a big city. You don't got to have it all together for God to use you and God to take you to a place that you want to be. So like putting Virginia and putting, you know, different little signs that I always put about, you know, coming up and struggling and stuff like that, I feel like it's important for my calling and letting people know that they can go for their dreams. They can go for their goals. If they have God on their side, like, anything is possible. So yeah, it's been crazy because ever since I dropped the release, everybody from hometowns have hit me up like crazy. So I'm just grateful, like, people from my hometown supporting and stuff like that on board, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you have people that, like, you grew up with, and they're like, oh, okay, you're trying to be an artist. Cool, woofy woof.
Yeah.
But now, like, they're seeing it, like, prosper and stuff like that. So it's cool to see, like, you know, them supporting and stuff now. So
listen, that's good, man. You're the hometown hero, man. So we're so glad to hear that. But listen, guys, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Your girls, Eminem, are hanging out with Goatee recording artist Aaron Cole, and we're talking all about his new EP, Virginia Boy. Now, Aaron, one thing that I really like about this EP is the fact that you're singing a whole lot more. And, you know, I heard you say in one of your past interviews that you weren't always confident with your singing voice. I cannot believe that. What did it take for you to get to be in your vocal confidence that you're in right now?
Yeah. So it'd be two things. One, my uncle, and then two, Toby. So my uncle was the one that taught me how to sing. Like, I've been singing in church since I was 7. So like, my uncle was always like saying on me, like, yo, you're gonna be a singer, you're gonna sing, da 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 da. And I'm like, bro, I'm a rapper, bro. I've been rapping. So I was always just like, man, I'm not a singer like that. So then when I signed to Goatee, like, I was just in the studio, like, singing was just coming out, like, because, you know, I was signed to Goatee for, like, 2 years before I came out.
Yeah.
So when I was in the studio, like, singing was just coming out. Like, I was just doing singing songs with the producers I was working with. So Tug was like, man, like, your rapping stuff is so dope. But, like, that's what he was like, that's what we signed you for. He was like, but this singing stuff is hard, too. Like, you need to merge both of them. So, and then I started, like, when I started posting Instagram videos and stuff like that, like, people that would follow me before, if I can be honest, and stuff like that, they were like, oh, you need to sing more, you need to sing more, blah, 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 blah. And it's crazy, like, now I'm singing more, too. They're like, oh, you need to rap more, you need to rap more. Like, come on.
People don't know what they want, man.
They don't, but the thing was is I like the fact that your supporters and your fans literally told you need to sing more because, I mean, for us, it's very seldom that you see that or that you hear an artist that raps and they can sing just as well as they rap.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I'm even happy that your supporters even told you that on social media. Now, because we mentioned Derek Minor, our good friend Derek, we were at Derek's listening party last month for his upcoming project. And we were talking to Derek about the upcoming artists on the scene and the potential that they have. And he spoke so highly of you, saying that he admires your creative and seeing you thrive. And even with that being said, you got Toby Mac, of course, constantly backing you and supporting you. How does it feel to have such a great support system in this industry that you're in?
It's crazy dope because, like I said, man, I was just a regular kid, dog. Like, I was literally, like, just a fan of, like, all the people that I'm, like, dealing with and stuff like that. Stuff like that now. So, like, to get their support is crazy. But I also would say, like, a lot of pressure. Like, because everyone's, like, you know, counting on you to be, like, the next one. I talked about it in one of my songs coming out soon. But it's, like, it's a lot of pressure, like, not to slip up. Because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, get big and they slip up and they, you know, mess up. So it's, like, it's a lot of pressure on me if I'm just being real. But I feel like if I just stay close to God, you know what I'm saying, like, everything will work out in his favor. But if I'm being real, it's a lot of pressure. It's dope, but it's a lot of pressure at the same time, too.
Well, listen, AC, you're killing the game right now, so you must do really well under pressure. And I know you got everything. You're going to be in this game for a minute. But, Aaron, I know you're passionate about what you do. I saw an interview you did, and I thought it was so dope of you saying, you said, like, you feel like it's your job to give hope and inspiration to people in your music. And that means, with you saying that, I know that you poured your heart and soul into this EP. So, with that being said, what makes Virginia Boy so special, and why should people go cop it?
Yeah, I would say, one, the music is dope. Two, I would say you're gonna get something that you probably wouldn't get, like, in regular music and stuff like that, which is, like, hope, grace, and that's, like, that's what I stand for. Like I said, like, I don't really do this for me, bro. Like, you know, I love making music, you know, I want to be at the highest level.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like I said, it's, like, it's my job to give people hope. It's my job to let people know that, man, like, God can do anything, bro. Like, if he can use a little person like me that's, you know, messes up every day, that's not perfect at all, like, dude's in the handmade, I talk about it a lot, but it's like, God can use you right where you at.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's my job, to let people know about that. So I feel like that's what you can get from Virginia Boy and really any of my music that you hear, that when you follow me on I Am Aaron Cole, on everything. When you follow me and you pay attention to my music, like, I feel like that's what you're going to get is hope and inspiration. So, yeah.
Well, there you have it, because, I mean, dude, this is his job, and he takes it all the way seriously. Now, Aaron, I can't thank you enough for hanging out with us here on Eminem Live Radio, but, and you already mentioned it, but say it one more time. Give everyone your social media so that they can stay in contact with you.
Yeah. Instagram, Twitter, I am Aaron Cole, IAMAARONCOLE. On Twitter, it's the extra E because someone a long time ago hacked my Twitter. So it's still pretty much the same thing. I am Aaron Cole. So go follow your boy.
Listen, y'all. It's Aaron Cole season. Make sure you're a part of this guy's journey. And if you're following him on all social media. And listen, guys, you guys already know what it is. Virginia Boy, Aaron
like
Cole's
that.
New EP is everywhere, man. Be sure to go cop it if you
it's
haven't.
It's
sold everywhere.
Season.
You already know, man. Hashtag it, make it trend worldwide, guys. Make sure you guys go get his new EP, Virginia Boy. It's sold everywhere digitally.
You already know it. And Aaron, we're so happy to see you win, man. You're such a hard-working, humble guy. And we'll always support you here on Eminem Live Radio. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Hey, appreciate it. Peace out. Oh, yeah.
Listen, guys, you guys got to keep it locked right here. We got so much more going on for you. But listen, if you guys want to hear some music from Aaron Cole's new EP, you're about to hear it right now. Here is And One by Aaron Cole. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah. Look, God got me, I'm blessed. I ain't even done, I bet. Out here chasing success, yeah. I don't even count my chest, yeah.
time to sit a milli. Wait, nah, 0.3. That's 1.3 mil. Yeah, shoot the shot, 0.3. God never run dry. Bless the stack too high. Yeah, I know it's good, but AI. Yeah, crossover great AI. Yeah, I know it's coming tenfold. Look how the tens fall. I got a number one song, but and one that dope. And two that up. And three that flow. And I'm about to hit the road. Moved out, I'm on the road. My fam straight, got no complaints. I'm on the skates, I'm in the rink, I'm in the scene. I tell the truth, I'm Mr. Link. My diamond pink, that kinda stink. Sometimes I get down, but then I know what's up. I can never doubt, cause he always, always want me up. Let go. God got me, I'm blessed. I ain't even done, I bet. Out here chasing success. Yeah, I don't even count my checks. Yeah, and one. About who next, yeah, I'm just putting in reps, yeah, I ain't even done, I bet, yeah, I just made something to say, and one, grown man flow, got me signed a goatee, I'm the baby face assassin, I can't grow a goatee, better know, you got on the phone, we got more to go, I got me, I'm gon' sing, like it's James with 17, I know you're feeling me, baby, I'm an addict, I'm addicted to the point and he be passing. Yeah. They want me dead now, yeah. He and me, I can't die, yeah. Tell him the bad mind, yeah. Cause I make the headline. God got me, I'm blessed. I ain't even done, I bet, yeah. Out here chasing success, yeah. I don't even count my checks, yeah. And one. Y'all worry about who next, yeah.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in. As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. If you just now tuning in, man, you just missed AC, the one and only Aaron Cole, kicking it with us here on Eminem Live Radio. We have talked about everything to him. You know, starting off with Virginia Boy, all the way from, if I can be honest, all the way to breaking Derek Minor's ankles,
not
man.
Not breaking Derek's ankles.
Playing basketball on the court, but we are so proud of Aaron Cole. Just really doing what he's doing and pushing out some great music.
Listen, guys, if you want to go support the new project, go ahead and do so. It's Virginia Boy by Aaron Cole on all digital music outlets. But listen, guys, we got to go ahead and get back to this conversation. It's all centered around this. We're halfway through 2018, which is crazy. These past 6 months have been blank, and we got more comments where that come from, and we're giving to you right now.
Now, on Facebook, you guys are straight going in. Keisha Elsie says, a lot. And Samantha Wright says, encouraging.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so. Just hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook at MM Live Radio. But, of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, we're halfway through 2018. These past 6 months have been
a learning lesson.
Why you say a learning lesson?
It's been a learning lesson.
What you learning?
Because, you know, this is my first, this will be, come October, my first year married.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, I'm learning a whole lot. I'm learning a lot about my husband, about how to be an actual independent adult, pay bills on time, credit.
Come on.
Learning how to put air in my doggone tire.
All right.
I'm learning a whole bunch of, like, life skills that really kind of pushed me towards, I feel like, my best. I'm no longer a child anymore. I don't rely on my parents as much as I used to, you know, especially by me moving and going to, of course, my own space. It's definitely been a learning lesson. Because, I mean, I've had my moments in which even the both of us, my husband and myself, making mistakes and just trying to, like, get things right or even get on the right path or even just kind of learning new things about ourselves and in each other. It's been a learning lesson.
Misa out here learning lessons, y'all, man. She out here learning. But listen, for me, we're halfway through 2018. These past 6 months have been, for me, progressive. And the only reason why I say progressive is because, to me, sometimes when you think about, like, time and, like, how much time you have left and, like, when things don't go as fast as you want, it goes by so slow. But yet, you know, you have to celebrate every victory and everything you got coming your way. Every gain you have is a win, big or small. So don't look at, you know, the perfection of it. Look at the progression of it. So I've been really thinking that all year so far. So honestly, this year has been very progressive. Every move been making, every way we've been going, we've just been making moves, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited
about
it.
Making moves, even making money moves. Because my thing is, Mia,
of course, I think a lot of people talk about how fast the year goes by.
Like, always.
It literally seems like we brought in the new year just like maybe a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it does.
And it's been a whole 6 months. We're at half point of 2018. But if this year has not been, or so far, if the year has not been the best for you, you can still change it around, okay? Don't stay focused on your past or how the first or the last 6 months have been, but focus on making the next 6 months, like Mia said, progressive.
And listen, if you don't like your present right now, the good thing about that is that you have the power to change that. So therefore, set some goals or change some things around in your life. Don't feel like you're so stuck in the current situation or like your life that you're in right now. If you want to change something, you have the power to do that. So therefore, move things around, take people out your life,
yes.
Do something new, do anything you need to do to make this year better and the one that you want to end off with. Make 2018 a good one. Why does it have to be a bad year?
Make it a good year. And matter of fact, try to make it a goal to at least accomplish one. At least one of your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, how many of y'all still doing those?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just letting you know. Listen, do something, man. Make 2018. 2018 is your year. Do not ever forget that. But listen, if you got more comments you want to give on this week's question, you can go ahead and do so. Just do it on social media, Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and let us know how these past 6 months have been doing for you.
Man, most definitely. We got to go ahead and close the show out in just a little bit. Shout out to the East Side and throw the W's up for the West Side. Here is What Up RG with West Side. Keep it locked right here on None Other Than You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Yeah, yeah. On the west side, feeling like a great, like a great. And I'm looking up to God like, what a day.
Thank you, God.
I don't ever gotta worry about the hate. If it's ever any issue, then I skate. Vámonos cuando el DJ le da play.
Dale play.
Cada vez que ella me llama,
¿cómo está?
¿Dónde voy? Yo camino como rey.
Como rey.
Agua viva, aquí no existe la ley.
No, no, no.
Sweet girl like Tampico. She from Puerto Rico. We gon' take it slow. Slow like Despacito. Suave like I'm Rico. She said, ay bendito. How you keep it real? Still connecting with the people. That's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
I'm on 10 with all the crew. Talk to God and he said, boy, you ain't never hitting snooze. No, that's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
Heard the tribe is on the move. And my life is like a carnival, dog. This, that Celia Cruz. On the west side, feeling like a great.
Like a great.
And I'm looking up to God like, what a day.
Thank you, God.
I don't ever gotta worry about the hate. If it's ever any issue, then I skate. Vámonos cuando el DJ le da play.
Dale play.
Cada vez que ella me llama, dice, hey,
¿cómo está?
¿Dónde voy? Yo camino como rey.
Como rey.
Agua viva, aquí no existe la ley.
No, no, no.
Dice, ven aquí.
That was West Side by What Up RG. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's MM Live Radio.
You know it. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at MM Live Radio.
And you got to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Yes, we really hope that you enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. And don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
Listen, that's right. Just go to our social media and fill in the blank and answer this. We're halfway through 2018. These past 6 months have been blank. Listen, man, we had a great special guest on the show this week. That was Aaron Cole, Goatee Records recording artist. We talked all about his new EP. And listen, you guys got to make sure you download that ASAP. It's Virginia Boy by Aaron Cole, and it's sold on all digital music outlets.
And just in case you missed it, we actually announced mid-show that we are now on podcasting platforms.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Listen, don't sleep. Stay woke now. Be a part of the family and subscribe to our MM Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
And make sure you tune into MM Live Radio next week because we'll be having a special guest on the MM Live Radio airwaves. He never fails. We always get lost in his sauce of flows and creativity. And listen, guys, this artist is one of a kind.
Yes.
Reach Records recording artist What Up RG will be on MM Live Radio next week. We'll be talking all about his debut EP, Pleasant Hill. Listen, you don't want to miss it.
And get ready to turn up the music and turn up the heat also with new music from your favorite artists. Don't miss You already know this, Hot Tracks Off the Rack next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit when it's due.
Of course, Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because Donna's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the live show. And